Acts chapter 4.
While Peter and John were speaking to the people, some men came to them. There were some Jewish priests, the officer of the temple police, and some Sadducees. They were upset because the two apostles were teaching the people. Peter and John were proclaiming that people can rise from death through the power of Jesus. They arrested Peter and John and put them in jail. It was already evening, so they kept Peter and John in jail until the next day. But many of the people who had heard Peter and John proclaim believed the things that they said. There were now about 5,000 men in the group of believers. The next day, the Jewish leaders, the elders, the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, who was the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and everyone from the high priest's family were there. They made Peter and John stand in the center. The Jewish leaders asked them again and again, "How did you make this crippled man well? What name did you use? By whose authority did you do this?" Then Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. He said to them, "You elders and leaders of the people, are you questioning us today about the good thing which was done to this crippled man? Are you asking us who made him well? We want all of you and all the people of Israel to know that this man was made well by the authority of Jesus from Nazareth, the Messiah. Although you nailed him to the cross, God raised him from death. This man who was crippled is now well and able to stand here before you because of Jesus. Jesus, the stone which you builders thought was worthless, has become the cornerstone. Jesus is the only one who can save people. His authority is the only power given to the world by which we can be saved." The Jewish leaders saw that Peter and John were not afraid to speak. They were amazed because they understood that the two men had no education or training. Then they realized that Peter and John had been with Jesus. When they saw the man who had been crippled standing there beside the two apostles, that he was healed, they could find nothing to say against the apostles. So the Jewish leaders ordered them to go outside. The Jewish council wanted to talk among themselves. They asked, "What should we do with them? Everyone who lives in Jerusalem knows that these men have performed a great miracle. That is clear. We cannot deny it. However, we must make them afraid to talk to anyone about this man Jesus. Then this problem will not spread among the people." So the Jewish leaders called in Peter and John again. They warned the apostles not to say anything or to teach anything by the authority of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "What do you think is right? What would God want? Should we obey you or God? We are not able to be silent. We must tell people about the things we saw and heard." The Jewish leaders could not find a way to punish the apostles because all of the people were praising God for what had been done. This miracle was a proof from God. The man who was healed was more than 40 years old. So the Jewish leaders threatened them again and then let them go free. Peter and John left the meeting of the Jewish leaders and went to their own group. They told the group everything which the most important priest and the Jewish elders had said to them. When they heard this, they prayed to God with one purpose. "Master, you are the one who made the land, the sea, the sky, and everything in the world. Our ancestor David was your servant. With the help of the Holy Spirit, he wrote these words. Why were the nations so mad? Why did the people of the world plan things against God? That is hopeless. Why did the kings and the rulers of the earth come together against the Lord God and against his Messiah?" These words came true when Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate, the nations of the world, and the Jewish people all came together against Jesus here in Jerusalem. "Jesus is your holy servant, the one you made Messiah." These people who came together against Jesus made your plan come true. It happened because of your power and your will. And now, Lord, listen to what they're saying. They're trying to make us afraid. Lord, we are your servants. Help us to speak the things you want us to say without fear. Show your power. Make sick people well. Give proofs and cause miracles to take place by the power of Jesus, your holy servant. After the believers prayed, the place where they were meeting shook. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak God's message without fear. The group of believers were joined in their hearts and they were united in spirit. No one in the group said that the things he had were his own. Instead, they shared everything. The apostles used great power to give evidence that the Lord Jesus has been raised from death. All of the believers felt very thankful for God's great blessings. They all received the things they needed. Everyone who owned fields or houses sold them. Then they brought the money and gave it to the apostles. Each person was given the things he needed. One of the believers was named Joseph. The apostles called him Barnabas. This name means a person who encourages others. He was a Levite, born in Cyprus. Joseph owned a field. He sold it and brought the money and gave it to the apostles.